Now it's time for 300 Villages. This week we're heading to Sand Point, an island community off the Alaska Peninsula, where residents have recently had a great view of erupting Pavlov Volcano.
My name is Tiffany Jackson. I'm the executive director for the Shawyantigunan Tribe of Sand Point. Sand Point is located on Popoff Island in the Shimigan Islands. It's a small town. I believe the island itself is about 7 by 14 miles. The community is about 1 by 3 miles, surrounded by water, beautiful God's country. We do get subject to some severe weather and winds, but for the most part, it's a beautiful place. We can see the volcano. When it first was active, in the evenings, we were able to see the lava shooting out of the volcano. It's been a pretty daily experience to see the ash plume. We only have one airline that comes in and out of Sandpoint. And so for, I believe it was about a week, we didn't have any flights due to the ash from the volcano. I believe it's one of the more active volcanoes in the state of Alaska. I remember it being active when I was going to school. I remember the school coming out on the lawn to watch the volcano explode. It's a fishing community. I believe most of the families make a living somehow related to the fishery. There's three tribes located in Sandpoint. We are the Shawyantigunan Tribe of Sandpoint, but there's also the Palaf Harbor Tribe located here and the Unga Tribe. We have a culture camp that goes on every July. So kids, they come to camp and we do bentwood hats, Bering Sea headdresses, full crown headdresses. They make regalia, they sing, they dance. We do traditional foods. We've done drum making. They've made kayaks in the past and we've taught boating safety and navigation. You know, it's a place where you can feel comfortable letting your kids go out to play and not worry too much about them. It's a real community.
Tiffany Jackson lives in Sand Point, Alaska. 300 Villages is AK's attempt to put every community in Alaska on the radio. Thanks for listening to AK this week. We had help from Molly Reddick, Sarah Bernard, and Annie Fite. Tune in next week for more unique stories from around the state. I'm Dave Waldron.